All right, Dennis, it's all yours.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. This afternoon, I have in front of you a proposed lot line adjustment for lots 165, 166 in the Barger Forest subdivision. And what is being proposed here is originally the buildings, when they were located on the properties, did not get built in the correct location, along with the water well, which I had just showed you. And so the proposal here is to adjust or amend the lot lines in order for both of these properties to come into conformity. Pretty straightforward process from there. So if there's any questions.
All the same owner?
No, two different owners. And so on the plat, we have signature lines for both owners, both lending agencies. So everybody would sign off.
I think
off
you
on
already
this.
Gave me all the information I needed.
Yep.
Yeah.
And no complaints from anybody else?
No. And I do believe one of the property owners is here.
Nope,
they did not make it. She was going to try to make it in. So.
Commend them for getting along to get through that.
Yeah, no kidding. That could have been nasty.
A good sit down.
You know,
discussion.
Somebody could have demanded that they move their house.
Mm-hmm. So, they're trading equal amounts of lots. Will stay the same size. They're just adjusting lot lines to fit everybody's needs. So,
all right. Have the zoning board vote
unanimously to pass this. Actually, no. Take that back. Sorry. This does not go through the zoning board.
This is a lot line adjustment, is what it's called.
There was another one of these that we did take through zoning.
Go ahead, Commissioner.
So, not trying to cut it short, but I make a motion we approve the lot line adjustment on the Bargerville lots number
165, 166.
Okay.
Second.
There we go. It's been moved and seconded that we approve the lot line adjustment for Barger subdivision lot 165-166 as presented.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question, just a technicality. Does it need to be approved as the plat that's being recorded rather than the lot line adjustment, or does that really matter? I mean, what's happening is it's a replat of those two lots.
I didn't look far enough ahead for that.
Yeah.
Good question.
Down in the far corner there. Map name. Right hand side.
The motion would be to approve the plat of whatever that title is. I've forgotten it. It's complicated.
So you just want me to redo the motion. So I'll amend my motion to change the lot lines on lot number 165, 166, Bargerville, subdivision, fourth filing, first amendment, identical.
That's all you need.
Fourth filing, first amendment. That's what we needed. It has been moved and seconded to approve, the plot filing of lot 165-166 Barger subdivision fourth filing. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
I will have that laid out just a little better next time.
Okay.
You have.
But.
Would you like to sign the plat now? Or
sure.
Yep, if you have it, bring it up.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. That's pretty much it for what I had for you today.
Cool.
Next month's meeting, I think we'll have at least a couple more to consider in front of you. So.
Are you recording today?
No.
No? Okay.
Still waiting on the banks.
Yes, I got a couple of signatures from mortgage companies.
What are the good things you know?
Oh, all is good.
Good.
Going fishing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
We appreciate it.
Show me again. Thank you.
Appreciate
you guys.
Okay.
All right, April, come on up.
Well, good afternoon.
Hi, April. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Are you from the East by chance?
No, I'm born right here.
Oh, because my mom's name is Noble, and we're from Pennsylvania, her side of family. So, spelled that way too. So interesting. So anyway, I'm April Corwin, and I am with the Wyoming Cowboy Challenge Academy, and I am the public relations specialist for Southwest Wyoming. I cover six counties. I just received a new county, which is Carbon County. So I'm clear up to Rollins and past there a little bit. And I do Tetons, Sweetwater, Sublette, Uinta, Lincoln County. So I've been doing this since November, so I'm just trying to get around and meet everyone, just kind of get some information out there about who I am and what program I represent. So the Wyoming Cowboy Challenge Academy is run by the state of Wyoming and the National Guard. So the National Guard founded these programs, they call them Guard Challenge programs, throughout the United States. So there's about 40 different challenge programs in different states. So we're lucky to have one in our state. We have some bordering states that don't have one, like Colorado doesn't, Utah doesn't, nor South Dakota. But Idaho has one in Montana. So our academy is the only one, though, that will accept out-of-state students. So we do take young men and young women from different states into our academy. And our academy is based in Guernsey, Wyoming. I don't know if anyone's been there, but it's kind of far from here. But we are on the National Guard base there. So where the National Guard trains in Camp Guernsey is where our academy is. So we basically take young adults who are 16 to 18 years old, and maybe they're struggling in high school, or maybe they're about to drop out, or whatever's going on in their life that they are not accomplishing their goals of getting their high school or their GED, we help them with that. So it doesn't cost them anything to attend, doesn't cost their parents anything to attend or their guardians. The state pays for it and the federal government. So for each cadet that goes through our program, it costs about $16,000. So right now we just had a class start on the 8th of July, and we took about 45 students in. And it's about a 50-50 split right now. Half are from out-of-state and half are from in-state, which is not normally how it is, but I guess July's class is different. We usually have more in-state than out. But we teach them in academics. So they can work on their high school credits, so they do like online classes, and they can get caught up to where they should be in high school. So then they can go back to their community, whether it be Big Piney High School or Pinedale High School, and start back to where they should be. So if they came to us as a sophomore and they're behind and they would become a junior in the fall, then we would help them get caught up so they can get back in with their class and graduate on time with them. So we do that. And we also work on the GED, which we call the high set route. So if they just don't want to do high school anymore and they're tired of it and just want to get done, then they can work on the high set, the GED route. So we also provide that, and we also provide structure and discipline to them. And we teach them different things. Like in the brochure, you'll see we teach them job skills, so they can learn how to do resumes, so that they can learn how to do interviewing for jobs. We also teach them life skills, so that they know how to deal with life in general. We teach them personal hygiene, health and fitness. We do a lot of physical training, so they do PT like the military. Not as intense, of course, but because we're not a boot camp and we're not the National Guard per se, but we do teach them how important physical fitness is in their lives. We teach them things like being leaderships. We teach leaders, we teach them how to be leaders and to be responsible in their community. We have them volunteer in Guernsey, and they do volunteer work for the Salvation Army. There's some kindness ranch there that they volunteer to help animals that have been rescued. And they also help like the senior citizens in the community shovel their lawn, shovel their sidewalks, mow their lawns. So we really try to teach them to become good citizens so that when they get out, the $16,000 that has been invested in them gets returned by them becoming a good employees and working and paying taxes back. So that's kind of a little bit about what the program's about, but they do live there for 5.5 months. And then we, with their choice of a mentor, they pick a mentor to help them along the way. And the mentor is someone from their community that can also follow them when they get out of the academy for a year. We'll follow them with their help of their mentor, just to make sure they're either going to school, went to a tech school, or are working. Some join the military. Only about 16% of our cadets will join the military, but they still get valuable skills from our military style and how to listen and not always jump to conclusions. Everything we do has a reason, like standing at attention, marching in formation. They say yes sir, yes ma'am. We don't allow swearing, things like that. So we just really try to teach them to be professional young adults and to get back into their communities if that's what they desire, and to be productive. So that's kind of a short little blip about it. I know you guys are busy, but anytime that you are in Guernsey and you want to stop by for a tour, we are more than welcome to set that up for you. So just call me. I know Mary has my contact information if you just are by chance in that area. In addition, since I will be in your community off and on, if you ever have any event you want me to come to and give a presentation or talk to anyone or have a booth, I always have a booth of stuff I can set up and give information out. I'm willing to do that. Anytime you know of any community events you'd like me to participate in, I'm willing and able to do that. So if you have any questions, I can answer those now.
Yeah, good work.
Thank you. Yeah.
Have you had anybody from Sublette County enroll?
Yeah. Not yet. I just had some from Teton County up by Afton. I had 3 come from there just this recent class. And I always, of course, get some from Rock Springs and Green River and Evanston just because it's a larger population. And in Sweetwater County, they have over 100 dropouts a year, high school dropouts. Yeah. So I'm trying to really work on that market and try to find out where these kids are going that are dropping out. But we have had, I guess there was one from Pinedale that went a couple of years ago. So.
How does one go about making a reference for somebody that might be a participant in your program?
You can just contact me, and then if you have their information, I can call them and give them information about the program and just
so they can.
About it.
There's an application process.
Yes, we have a website, so our website's in this brochure. They can go on and get the application right off our website, or if they can't seem to get it to print or whatever, they can talk to me and I'll help them through that process. I also meet with every candidate that wants to join the program in our area, and I interview them, make sure they're a good candidate, because it's not that there are certain students we can't help. Like some of them, if they're in a treatment facility or they need a little more than we can, because we can't do drug rehabilitation and things like that. So I always interview them, make sure they're going to be a good candidate for the program.
And you're entirely state funded?
Yes. Well, state and federal. So 25% is funded by the state and 75% is federal.
And that would explain why you take as many as you do out of state.
Right. I know. And so we wish we could, we get a lot from Colorado.
Yeah.
So we wish we could get Colorado to pay some of that money, but we've asked, but Colorado's like, nah, keep on paying. So, yeah. But you know, the Colorado kids seem to be the ones to drop out first. So the first 2 weeks are the hardest because they have to start conforming to a different way of life. They live in the barracks with a bunch of other young adults. They have to stand when they're eating the first 2 weeks. They don't get that privilege until they graduate from being a candidate to cadet. So the first 2 weeks are the roughest because they're, you know, doing the physical fitness. They are being given rules, when to get up, when to go to bed, those kind of things. And so we seem to lose about 20% during the first 2 weeks just because it's hard, it's different for them. And it seems to be that Colorado kids don't stick around. So I don't know what that is about, but that's okay because our state wants to pay for the ones that come from here. So
is this brochure in like in Big Piney or Pinedale's counselor's office? Do you work with the high schools if they're having problems?
Yes.
Is this a place for mm-hmm. kids to go?
Yes. And I have a good relationship with the counselors in both high schools. Okay. I also have a good relationship with DFS, and I go to any of the counseling centers like High Country Behavioral Health. They have brochures and information too. And I try to put brochures out in the rec center, the library, anywhere that the public would be. So I just working on trying to get all the information out to the public and get the word out about it. So yeah.
Sounds very good.
Thank you, and come visit Guernsey anytime.
Thank
you're
you
willing.
Very much.
It's always good to come at a graduation too.
Are you making the rounds or did you come all the way over for this?
I came today for this. Wow. Well, the schools aren't open and I've already been there.
Impressive.
So
yeah. Thank you.
Well, I'm actually not from Guernsey. My office is based in Kemmer, so I just came from
Kemmer. Oh, okay.
So it's
all
not
right,
bad.
Okay.
I was
feeling bad for you.
No.
Not anymore.
So I'm based out of Kemmer, so it's pretty centralized for the counties that I represent. So yeah, but I'll be going to Guernsey in this weekend, and they're pretty often for different things that we do. So, thank you for your time.
Well, thank you for
interesting.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, I think we could give Janessa her a rest.
Didn't you know this existed?
I don't know. I think it would be hard to get kids to enroll.
Might not
the target it. Group that they're trying to get enrolled.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's a court-ordered almost.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the kid has a choice of going through the school system or through the national.
So it's going to be a hard camp. I mean, you think about the demographics of the.
It's either it appeals to.
Hi, Janice.
Come on in, sit down. Uh-huh. You bet, right. Front and center. Let's go to work.
Yeah, right.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you.
All right. So you know what I'm here for.
Oh boy. Let us have it.
So I wanted to talk one last time and perhaps get approval for oblique photography. We had originally approached you about doing a South County at 6-inch resolution and a Barger type area at 3-inch resolution.
Yeah.
Knowing that you're lukewarm on it, we're trying to pare it down as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And so, essentially, I am asking now for just South County at the 6-inch. And part of the reason for that is there is a statewide push to get some oblique photography. There was I'd given some information to Mary, and I'm lacking the term right now, but an efficiency in government study or something like that, and that study indicated that this is a way to become more efficient for the state, and so the state is again asking for some funding. They're submitting a supplemental request during the 2019 session for $2.2 million to fly some areas of the state, and they're proposing for Sublette County. What?
They want to see the proposal.
They are proposing.
They're proposing a very small area in Sublette County.
Which is? Oh, is that Barger?
Which is potentially Pinedale and Barger.
I gotcha.
And
I
so
gotcha.
We
so that's why you decided to pare back to the South.
Well, in
County.
Part. I actually haven't been able to get a zoomed in portion of Sublette County to see that it really covers Barger, and Barger would be our next area that
gotcha.
We would want to do.
Yeah.
But knowing that there's a possibility, of course, it's
Yeah.
No more a guarantee than me sitting here today.
Yeah.
But
so the part of South County, where exactly was that you wanted to look at?
It was it would be the two towns and then a little west of the towns on those main
highways. West of both towns.
Yeah, and I mean that is yet to be fully determined because they were kind of trying to create the pixels to determine an estimate of the cost, but there is no proposal with the state to do that, but we felt like that was an area that's coming up in our reviews. We could test it, see if it's going to be beneficial.
Yeah, and that's the furthest away from where you are that possible where action's going to happen and such, so maybe that would benefit you greater because you wouldn't have to drive out there.
Correct. We would have to go to any new building permits.
Right.
And if there's anything that remains in question, even with the
still have to go,
we would have to go. But
right.
It should save.
Give me one more time what it would cost us then for just South County.
So the estimate at the time was just over $76,000.
Okay.
I don't know if
for the two?
For just the one. It was another 57 for Barger.
Oh, I see.
At the higher resolution.
So it was about 70 what?
76,307 is the number that I have. Again, we probably need to, make sure that is still a good estimate
and you told me last night we did put some money in that just in case we decided to do it, right?
Right. We have money in there for aerial, which we've already got a contract signed for.
But enough for the 3D.
And then we put in money to cover the estimates that we had at the time
for both.
Both, right.
Right. With the caveat that you would decide
later.
Later.
Well, it's later.
It's later, and it's like the last of the time. If we're going to do it this year, we got to get it done. So.
Okay. Open to discussion, gentlemen.
So I think I missed this when you had this discussion before.
Yeah.
I was gone somewhere. How much money do you think you can save by doing this?
That's the tough part. That's why we're trying to do like a pilot area to make a determination of what that would be as opposed to going countywide and then finding out maybe it's not as beneficial as we hope.
How would you even be able to
we would have to be
figuring
that. Well, I mean, it would be a question of determining how much quicker we get done with our field work compared to our normal review cycles, because we try to break it up as evenly on an annual basis as possible. So combination of that and vehicle expenses, and it's going to be tough, but we will definitely know whether it is functional and whether it is beneficial. The ideal thing, in my opinion, would be to do that South County, hope this covers our next area and that the state gets funding for it. They definitely absolutely see a benefit. This is not the first time that they've asked for funding. So I think this will be their third attempt to get funding from the legislature for it.
Okay.
So, and like I said, it did come out. I don't know how the efficiency study was done, they seemingly have done their research to know that it has benefits.
And just because they asked for it in the legislature doesn't mean it's going through.
It's been told no twice.
Yep,
so.
Right. There's always the chance it won't.
Right.
Oh.
On a funny note, this is exactly what we need for Trapper's Point.
Well, gentlemen, thoughts, comments?
If we did this and if it worked and you decided to expand it, would you see it as eliminating a required position in your office?
Not necessarily, although I don't believe so. I believe what it's going to be is eliminating the need to add to my office. But again, I mean, it'll be a trial run for sure.
Yeah, it's like when any of these other trial run things we've tried.
So Campbell County did this, right?
Campbell County has it. I don't know. I know more about Converse County.
Okay.
Converse County has done it as a co-op type situation where they have the towns involved and many different entities involved in it, and so they use it for a variety of functions. We had initially kind of talked to some of the other departments to see how they might see benefits, and they were lukewarm on it. I personally think once they see it, they'll find the benefits. It's just hard to envision. I mean, it's easy for me, that's what we do, but perhaps for some of the other departments, they, once they have it. I mean, did we know we needed aerial photography before? But look how much we use aerial photography, so yeah. I don't know.
You know, because we talked to the sheriff's office and to fire.
Mm-hmm.
And
you brought up some things with fire, but that was,
yeah.
I can't remember what your comments were. In terms of
either, I know the sheriff's office was a bit reluctant.
I remember talking to Shad about it too. Like you said, lukewarm.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've had a few months to think about this. And now here we are again. I'm not convinced. My position has changed. But once again, you don't know unless you try it. So is it worth a $76,000 gamble? That's what we need to ask ourselves. It's kind of like investing in the stock market. Can you afford to lose $76,000? If you can, put it in there. And I'll back up on this. At the recommendation of our elected officials, 9 times out of 10, I'm going with their recommendation and not going to micromanage what they're saying. But at the same time, I'm the one that still has to approve that expenditure. Well, that got us no closer.
If I seem ambivalent, it's because I'm ambivalent.
Right.
Agreeing with Jeunesse in the reference to doing a little bit to experiment,
mm-hmm.
I think if we did decide to do this, that is the way to do it.
Right.
Take that section.
Take a little piece, see how it works.
See how it works.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've had pretty good experience in other areas at being the forerunner on some new technologies and advances in the counties. So based on that and Jeunesse's recommendation,
yeah,
maybe I can nudge that way.
Nudge that way, yes.
Yeah.
Mr. It's Chairman, kinda, if I
you
may.
Went to warm instead of lukewarm?
Yeah, I guess.
It's kind of like the coach that asked his player, I don't know if you're ignorant or apathetic. And he said, well, I don't know and I don't care.
So tell us again why we need to do this.
I got to remember that.
This gives us the ability, I should start from there. It gives us the ability to see all sides of a home so we can see if there are any changes to the home. And rather than having to go to every single home when we can recognize from our currently existing pictures and the new photography that we have that there are no changes, or if there are, it is up to International Association of Assessing Officers standards for measuring. So it has tools to actually do the measurement from your desk in your office. And
so you could actually
do that,
if somebody
assessment.
Like when I built the addition on my bunkhouse, you can actually measure
yes,
the
have
square
we been
feet.
To your bunkhouse?
Oh, yeah, you don't miss those things.
So another thing that the state would be paying for or asking for in their budget review is a change finder, where they take our current footprints and they determine what actually has changed. So they are flagging areas if we get it. They'll be flagging houses that we do need to go to because there's been a change. So,
yeah.
So that's not something I'm talking to you guys about, but that is something that they find advantageous and are putting in their budget requests.
Okay. So not moving off the lukewarm, but a personal positive is thinking how many times we go back to, for example, Rio Verde goes back to old river photos or old land maps to see how the river's moved or changed. I know in that wildland hydrology thing, we go go back as far as we can to see the meanders. So every photo we get is a huge benefit.
It's historical.
Yeah, it's creating a historical map to our location.
So we've got that historical map on the 2D.
But I'm not arguing.
No, go ahead.
I'm thinking we started out with satellite maps that were infrared. Remember how famous and lovely those were? And then we went to aerial.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, every progression has been a benefit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm not speaking, I'm still lukewarm.
Commissioner Rauhauser.
Well, I think one of the best parts is, and this was one of your subjects, is that when you take a trailer house in Big Piney, you'll be able to look and see if the windows are on the other side.
We would be able to. you like to bring that one up, don't you?
Yeah, because, you know, on one side there's windows, on the other side there's no windows.
Be careful.
Of course, there's nobody in there.
Be careful, you live west of town.
Yeah, we'll probably have yours.
We have spent more money on studies that yielded us nothing.
Yes,
that's true. Well, I'm lukewarm, but I guess I'm okay. I'm lukewarm, too, but I'm going to give us an opportunity to see what the South County looks like.
And then
you plan on giving us a report on it.
I will certainly plan on that.
Get the information.
And if I may, like he said, you referred to the stock market. I don't think it would be a throwaway in any case because we would perpetually have that imagery. It wouldn't go away. Yeah.
That's true. It's always there. Yeah. Just
get our initial investment.
Okay.
So if following through with this, you'll have this product in your hands when?
I would hope that we would be flying in November, and I mean, we haven't been able to get necessarily to the very nuts and bolts of that stuff without saying, okay, we've got approval for the funding, so now let's get down to those nuts and bolts. We will have it for our next assessment cycle. I mean, we did talk to him about that this area that we're proposing is the area that we would be reviewing next summer under normal circumstances. Hopefully a lot of that will be able to be done in the office.
Are we quite certain that that price isn't going to change? Or?
We're not absolutely certain that the price is going to change, but I think they want us bad enough that I think that they'll
honor that price.
I can't guarantee you that, but...
Why don't you tell them that? Tell them we're in at that price, but we're not at a cent higher.
I can tell them that.
Tell them that.
I will tell them
right.
that. And we want more area for that price.
Right, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So next time you're going to come with an evaluation of whether this
will work. I will hopefully come before this time next year, yep.
Non-biased?
Yep.
Straight up.
We'll try to figure out how to put some
how to
metrics
it.
To
some,
it.
Yes.
Yep.
Some
okay.
Yep.
Numbers.
Okay, let's give this a shot.
Okay.
There goes Trapper's Point.
Yeah, there goes your road project.
Oh.
Meadowlark can't be paved now because we put that money into this.
Don't be
I can see the guilt. I can see the guilt now.
Careful, I'm quoting you.
Don't. Don't.
Enjoy our day. Don't be playing with me.
Don't quote me. Okay. Let's give it a shot.
All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Janice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have a good time.
Ka-ching.
We're cruising.
Ka-ching.
He's here.
Quick break.
Ka-ching. Break.
Yeah, go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, it's getting old.
Oh, no.
I didn't expect you to.
Oh, now these days are old.
I didn't. You didn't expect me to cave so easy, did you?
You know, you never think about those things.
Well, when your elected officials recommend something, you'd be silly not to try it. Yeah, so they're elected to do that.
They got the same responsibilities we do.
That's right.
Explain
that. Well, that's what pushed me over.
Mary, everything she wants all the time.
All the time. Once again, she splits everything with me down the middle.
Yeah. She never gives us what we want.
No, yeah.
Right. No Suburban.
Still running. Yeah, no Suburban. No credit cards.
No credit cards.
And what'd you do?
Just get on.
Well, there is that.
Tendonitis.
How are you?
Yeah, good. Whatever it's called.
Yep.
So they treat my wrist.
Yep.
To fix your arm?
Oof. But it's pretty fiery.
That's interesting. They didn't give you a tennis elbow splint, huh?
He didn't.
Interesting. Decided to splint your wrist to restrict this.
And it does.
And that's what does this up here.
Yeah, you can move your fingers and feel it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But certain motions, like opening a door.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You need a little cross-friction massage.
That doesn't even sound...
It's not fun.
It's not.
Take yourself a Dixie cup, fill it with water, freeze it. Tear the paper down around so you got something to hold on to. You go back up to that spot and you run across the fibers. Fibers run this way. You go crossways, and I mean you get in there and you dig. Make yourself wet yourself. For about 5 to 10 minutes on that, you get the ice. You get the cross friction massage, which breaks up the adhesions. Because this is scar tissue stuff that builds up into that. If you can break up those adhesions and get the swelling, it'll make you squeal and it'll make you wet.
Because I'll be, I got a meeting in the morning. And
I had it a while back, and he gave me some exercises.
Two.
I used to do that driving down the road. Well, then I hit it on my bunk house or something, right? And I actually pushed the whole thing.
Gotcha.
That time on.
Like any numbness or tingling with it, it's just pain. It's just, try the cross friction massage, and I mean, if you're going to do it, you got to do it right. Because a little bit of this is just not going to do it.
Oh,
this isn't too bad.
But he was pushing on it right here, and I could feel it
go straight through to the front of it. Yeah.
They got a couple of water developments.
And so you know where it's at. You can feel it.
Oh, I
know. Yeah. That's where you need to get in there and go.
So just ice.
Yeah, just an ice cube or that Dixie cup with ice. And I mean, just get in there. And I mean,
my wife will enjoy that.
Well, she would love to do that to you.
Yeah.
She would.
He told her. He says, you need to really massage his back and his shoulders. I had him on my team.
Oh, geez. Did she buy it?
No.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty short, I think, because,
the quarter's still going. You know,
governor's only for so long.
Well, that's the way I can go back and listen until I got my
So you know how to
my free therapy.
You can actually let your wife listen to it and say,
that's right.
He said.
Yeah.
Probably so.
I
don't know if Karen Budd's showing up. She's, you know, a member of the league.
He's talking about some dry shots or something.
Yeah, dry needling. Yeah. And that's another way to go. Give that a shot too. But if you can do it yourself, if you can get that swelling down and the adhesions broken up yourself, then you don't have to pay for PT.
There's no way I can swallow it.
Well, you got a three right here.
You're probably blowing coal.
Yeah, about 45 or 40.
It's going to be a struggle with two insurance talks back to back. Paradise across.
Well, it's the renewal, and then cross-cuts are stuck
there. Part of their presentation.
Yeah,
boy. Big time.
I'm like, really?
Oh, yeah. We spend much time.
You sure you want to?
Yeah, we don't have one at the fire in Pinedale anymore. When we did,
166 days of not counting or counting?
Counting.
Yeah.
So 165
after
working days.
Yeah, I see. By the time you get a picture from sick, it'll probably be 165 or 164.
Yeah. I'll remind you.
Yeah. Do you like to fish?
I love to fish.
Really?
Yeah.
So how aren't you going?
I might have some time off next year.
Yeah, there you go. We've already got a date, July 25th.
Okay.
It's done.
I'll check my schedule.
Made it two years ahead of time. Anymore, you have to.
Do you have room for one more?
Well, we can boost that. We can always add one to the boat.
Okay. Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching.
And that's concierge service. May I help you?
Well, we're a little ahead of schedule, and we're glad you're here early. Let's go to work.
Well, I have nothing but bad news again.
Why do you even come?
Well, because I had a bid opening today.
And?
No bids.
Really? No bids?
the fire station. And I thought...
Huh. Is everybody that busy?
You know, locally, the first week that we advertised it, and I never got any interest, because I take it off to you. I mean, you guys like to support local.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a thing that we should do. And so, anyway, after the first week, no interest. I made some phone calls and realized people were busy.
Okay.
Because usually that's how I get my interest. Mm-hmm. And so I put it out on to some bid centers. That is nationwide.
Hmm.
Nothing.
And you even made some phone calls then get any bids.
I had one guy that I thought was on the hook from Fort Bridger. Mm-hmm. And Dan Liske.
What the heck's Dan doing?
That church over here.
Oh.
And he's got two projects. And he texted me yesterday because I thought he was... Dan doesn't show his cards.
Can you shame him into it?
I tried, but he said, Todd, he said, if we had another month before it needed to be complete, and I told him, I said, Dan, I'll bet we can have that discussion.
Yeah, we can.
But...
Do you want to still have that discussion with him?
I think I will.
Okay.
I think I will. And I can reach out to Maxfield. Maxfield actually did the Big Piney Fire Station years ago.
Okay.
I found out when I was talking to him. Because he says, is that stucco doing that too? And I says, no, that one's in good shape. So, but I talked to Shad after we had no bids. And he said he's getting some water damage, which I didn't know he was getting. Mm-hmm. Still getting water in through the bird holes and stuff. I mean, it shouldn't be a ton. That's what makes me, I'm going to go look at it.
Okay.
I'm wondering if he's got an interior leak or something somewhere. Because we haven't had monsoons, really. We've had some pretty good storms.
We had one good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But to get on the vertical wall, that much moisture surprises me.
Yeah.
And it's got a tin interior. So right. Where's it?
Yeah.
Where's it leaking? Where's it coming from? So I'm going to go over with Shad and look at that. But okay. So there might be some patchwork or something we need to do on them holes.
Okay.
At least just get us through the winter if we can't get somebody on the hook.
Somebody on the hook. Okay.
Ryan, what's his last name?
McGuire. Yeah.
He was here wanting to sub the haul off, but nobody was here to give his card to, so... Anyway, that's the bad news I've got.
Okay.
And I cannot get Jay's phone to work. I've tried to call it and it just...
Really? That is a problem with circuits.
Yeah,
you can't call out.
Is it?
Yeah.
I would almost guess that the fiber's cut again.
Since this morning there's been a problem.
Yeah, oh, has there been?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay. I will continue that.
Okay.
I gave the airport board a suggestion as far as their pole barn. I got some prices for the material, and I got some prices for that to be built, which is right around $53,000, not counting the footings. But there again, the problem we got is we just don't have any contractors. So I suggested to them possibly getting contractors to do the footings, getting contractors buying the materials, and get a contractor to put it up. In other words, piecemeal it. I think it'll save them a ton of money.
How big a pole barn is this?
40 by 60.
What about Vap or Cleary?
Or Morton?
See, Morton, I did talk to them. There's a manufacturer, a guy that does these trusses and the whole ball wax there in Evanston. And he's the one I had, because all I did is went and got estimates to see if they could even do it for that. And what that told me is they can. Because, I mean, really, you should have less than $20,000 in the concrete for just the footings. Electrical's going to be less than $6,000, because there's just nothing there, a couple outlets and lights. And, like I say, this guy from Evanston says he would put that building up for $53,000. That includes the doors, the material, and the labor. So if they wanted to break that out and just buy the package from him, find somebody to put it up, they could keep it under that. They could hand select, I guess.
Is that a concrete slab?
They wasn't going to do a concrete.
Not
they,
even
they know
just
they,
dirt floor.
Just a dirt floor. They knew they couldn't do a concrete slab.
Wow.
I mean, originally I suggested that we would bid that as an alternate if we went out to bid, but we haven't got to that stage.
Gotcha.
But I said we could bid the concrete as an alternate to see if they have it, but because they told me they had $100,000 to spend.
Gotcha.
And I know if we went out to bid, it would cost probably close to $250,000. Hmm. Just because that's what happens.
Because who they're doing the work for.
Yep. So, Okay. Anyway, I just kind of left it in their hands.
Okay.
The other night when I was talking with them. The Conservation District.
Come on up, Mike.
Mike ended up going looking more for architects. We did find one. He found one in Rexburg that took quite a bit of teeth pulling to get him to give us numbers. But he's two-thirds of what Plan 1 was. He's higher percentage-wise, but his construction cost estimate was 280? Yeah, 280.
Yeah, so Mr. Chairman, what I did was he sent me an email and said he wasn't going to submit a proposal because he was going to be above 8% due to the size of the project. Because he asked what our estimated budget was, and I gave him Todd's estimation just for the bottom, which was 280,000 plus or minus. And so I sent that to Plan 1 and to him to keep it fair during the RFP. And he said, I just can't do it for 8%. It's not big enough. So when we only got one back, I called him up and I said, well, I told him, only if you're interested in the job, would you please give us a number? You know, I don't want him giving us a number if he really didn't want it. And so he sent a number at 12.5%, and he broke out $600 a trip on top of that 12.5. So that way he didn't under budget or over budget on the travel costs. And so that came to $35,000 plus $600 a trip, which Todd thought, you know, it'd be six trips maybe. Yeah, there was a thunderstorm coming when I was coming in. So.
Wow.
See, I told you we don't
what
have
what did you say, Todd?
I figured six trips at the max.
Okay.
I mean, you compare it to how often we had an architect over here.
Yeah.
At the attorney building and out on the 4-H building.
Okay.
And, I mean, it is beneficial to have them here for the substantial walkthrough and that kind of stuff. But outside of that, so... You know, it'd be right around 42 is where I would anticipate.
And Plan 1 came back at 67,320 some.
Yeah.
So it's, we got two numbers, which at least we got more than one, which is mm-hmm. what we're going to shoot for. And it's more than, because Todd estimated, what was it, 22.6?
20 something, yeah.
You know, was the architect mm-hmm. for that bottom portion, and it's over that, but we're kind of, I guess my personal opinion, I think we're kind of in a corner. We've done it twice now, and we've got two bids, but I don't know if we've reached the extent of the architects, I believe.
Okay.
So has this guy got experience in public?
He does, because Mike asked him to get us a little bit of detail, and he sent us an email yesterday, and it covers the state fire marshal, which was a huge one that we mm-hmm. run into. So he's familiar with that. He does a lot of work in Rock Springs.
Rock Springs, and I think he had a project in Evanston.
So, and that Myers, he called us, but he never did respond anymore. Mike tried to call him several times.
Well, I called him once and left a nice voicemail. If you're not, you know...
Well, we've got experience with him.
Yeah, I've worked with him. That's what I told Mike. But
We've had him on two projects.
I mean, I've never worked with this guy. I could call our Rexburg office and see if they've ever had any dealings with him, because that's where he's from. So,
why don't you check him out a little bit? But it sounds like we just need to move forward.
Yeah,
and hopefully make the cost savings up on the other end.
On the other end.
And so July 31st, we should know on the NRCS lease.
Okay.
And I, you know, the contract, I believe the way it was designed to go through the clerk's office or the county. But I think if we negotiate in there, if we get it, that his percentage would come down because the project's going to get bigger, and negotiate that in. You know, if it does go to the NRCS portion, it's going to be a little over $500,000 project. So his percent should drop from 12.5 closer to maybe the 8 to 10% standard. Yeah. That
forgive me if I don't share your sentiment on making it up on the end. I just. That never happens anytime we ever do anything. So I don't plan on it. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and it's just, it's like I say, we've played heck getting architects,
yeah,
contractors. And so all that does is just drives the price up. Right? But the nice thing about his project is it's winter work. We ought to be able to get contractors in there.
Gotcha. Well, I think we probably need to move forward with the Rexburg guy, but why don't you talk to your guys
first? I'll call Rexburg on the way. Well, unless I can't call out. Maybe it was my phone, not his.
But I think it is ours. Yeah.
So,
okay.
But I will definitely
check up on him.
Yeah, something say where.
Hi.
We're off to a bang this year.
What's that? Oh, yeah. First day of a new budget.
Yeah.
Ka-ching, ka-ching.
Oh, it is the first day of a new budget.
Oh, yeah.
You picked a good time.
The budget.
We should have went with plan one.
The budget isn't even 24 hours old yet.
We just spent
$76,000. We just spent another 2 minutes grand. Okay, anyway.
It's expensive to be a county, isn't it?
Oh. Yeah.
You could come work on UNS budgets if you want.
Oh, man. Yeah. No, we're pretty blessed. Yeah. Okay. Anything else, Todd?
No, I don't believe so. Like I said, I need to get with Jay.
See if you can lean on Dan a little bit and see if you can get something worked out.
I'll go visit with him as soon as I get done with Shad.
Okay. I know he's swamped.
He had the road closed down, pump trucks. That must be it.
Oh, that's
was
we
Dan?
Were at the brew pump, yeah.
I bet that's a mess.
So that was a pump truck. That's yeah. What I thought.
Yeah. What are they doing?
Pouring a basement.
Pouring a basement there?
Well, they're adding on to the basement, so they're pouring a.
Oh.
I wonder how the ground water is.
Yeah, right now they're probably not. It's pouring outside.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'll go harass him.
Okay. Tell him we're willing to work with him.
I
he's
mean,
willing to work with us.
My suggestion, if that doesn't work, then we need to just get through the winter again.
Then let's just and patch it. And
bid it in January or something so that these guys have a clean slate. Yeah.
Okay.
They can plan for it early spring.
Well, we know we would get good work if Dan did it. So.
Well, and it's, like I say, if he wants to sit out there and freeze his butt in November, and if it was like last winter,
he could have worked last winter.
He could have worked all winter.
He might make it.
But if we get two of them winters, we might be a little dry.
We're not
going
to grow any hay if we get two of those winters.
I don't think we're growing any now.
All right, gentlemen, thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Better luck next time. Over.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. It's getting frustrating.
Yeah.
It really is. But
Mr. Chairman, I got one more thing. Did you talk to him about our meeting with Trish in the Upper Green? And
Very briefly. Why don't you go ahead and fill us in?
Yeah, so we were able to get a cooperating agency meeting with Trish O'Connor. Mm-hmm. So it was me and Joel in the governor's office and Department of Ag on the meeting, or on the call / in-person meeting. And she's going to give the cooperating agencies the draft final rod for that agreement And I think we made headway not having certain players in the room from the Forest Service. And I think some light bulbs turned on with scale when we were, when she was talking about utilization and trend of vegetation.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe she took some good notes and was interactive and thought of a couple of the ideas herself. So hopefully by the time we get the draft rod, she said she wants to have an in-person meeting to go over it page by page.
Okay.
So hopefully that's, I've never had that happen. Usually they just want you to redline it, and then they'll say they'll incorporate it.
Right.
So if the decision maker is going to sit in the room with us
and have a face-to-face meeting,
face-to-face meeting, it's a I don't know if Joel's had it happen before, but it sounds more promising than we'll take it under consideration.
Right. Right.
So
well, how many years have we been working on this?
What it'll do, it'll
18.
Give us
18 now.
It'll give us another shot
okay.
at getting it right. That's
yep.
what it'll do. And so when she leaves, see, she allocates all that stuff to the people to write it up.
Yeah.
And that's where things go screwy.
And talking to the permittees, it's literally three things. If we can get some tweaks that
then
it'll save going down the road of fighting them. I mean, we'll probably help them if in a lawsuit situation, but at least we're not against them.
Right.
So
the point we tried to make with her is let's try and get it right up front so when it does go to litigation, we're on the side of the Forest Service instead of us litigating and Western Watershed litigating and
right.
everybody else litigating.
Yeah.
Just a mess.
So. All righty.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
See you.
Keep up the good work, man.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Well, we got a little break here, so you got any more business for us?
You have one.
No.
Okay.
Oh, there's another one.
I'll get you with you in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm upside down, but it doesn't matter.
Is that your SOS?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's right. I stamped the budget one time upside down.
Signed the budget upside down.